I find coincidence is when God remains anonymous. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I find coincidence is when God remains anonymous. Now think about that. Coincidence is when God remains anonymous. We have, well, what does coincidence mean in the first place? Now, you say, you thought of the light bulb, and you thought of the light bulb, and you thought of the light bulb. That's just coincidence, you know. But you did something with it, you know. You went out and finished it off, and then you sold it. And Sylvie says, well, I had that thought in mind, too. And Ellen says, I had that thought in mind, too. Well, was that just a coincidence? You see, the universal mind knows all, is all, and we have attuned into it. Some of us use what we tune into, and others don't. Now, Sylvia tunes into her universal mind and says, okay, how shall I handle this? And pop! The anonymous God speaks out of her and says, Sylvia, this is what you do. And Sylvia says, gee, aren't I bright? I stuck in my thumb and pulled out a plum. I said, what a good girl am I. And you see, it was her divine. It was your divine self, and you were listening to it. And you trained yourself to listen to it more than you know, and you call it a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that Ellen came into your room just at the moment that you were working on that problem. And Ellen says, Sylvia, I've got all these beans, and I don't know what to do with them. And so he says, that's just what I was looking for, to make some beans for supper. What a wonderful coincidence that you come in here wondering what to do with the beans that I'm looking for. You know, what a coincidence. Well, you spoke to Universal Mind, and you said, Universal Mind, I need some beans for supper. And so Universal Mind says, Ellen, here's a place to get rid of your beans. Take them over to Sylvia and tell her you got these beans and watch what happens. So she goes over there, Sylvia says, Sylvia, I got all these beans. What a coincidence. What a wonderful coincidence. My goodness gracious sakes alive. And you see, you spoke to your divine self. And your divine self, no matter where it had to go in the universe to accomplish the goal that you have for yourself, it does that. It brings the Ellen out of the woodwork with the beans that she doesn't know what to do with, you see. Now you say, that's so silly. Well, the sillier the better. That way we don't get worshiping it, you know. Now, what is it? Ingvart, don't ever close your eyes when you're sitting in front of me. Don't ever do that. Don't ever, ever do that. Now you say, Herb, why are you commanding me? Because I do not want someone sitting in front of me with their eyes closed. You're not, this is a time to meditate. This is a time to listen with your heart open and your eyes open and your mind open. And if you want to go to sleep, your bedroom's right there. You just go right in there and take your nap. But if you're going to sit here in front of me, you're going to sit with your eyes open. Now, this is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Sylvia sits here with her eyes open, but she's asleep a lot of the time. She's off on Dreamsville thinking of different things other than what we're talking about. And Ellen, she's jumping ahead of the subject, too. She's saying, I wonder if you'll get to my topic that I got in my mind. And so I get to all your topics. But the thing is, I don't need your attention. But if I don't have your attention, I'm going to give these lectures in my office where I can create my own audience in my mind, and they've all got their eyes open, and they're all sparkling, and they're saying, go her, go her, go her, go her, you know. It's just like the beans, you know. Sylvia wanted the beans, and Ellen had them. And Ellen says, Sylvia, what am I going to do with these beans? Oh, that's just what I wanted. You see, so if you're going to go anywhere and be anywhere and talk with anybody, keep your mind open. If Brad comes in here and Brad says, I knew we had a pair of clippers around here. Do you know where they are, Ellen? And Ellen says, no, I don't. And so Ellen turns to Ingeborg and says, Ingeborg, and she says, yeah. She says, Brad's looking for a pair of clippers. Oh, I put them on top of the shelf in the garage there. Now, why weren't you listening when Brad asked his question? He came in here and he says, Ellen, where are some clippers? I know there's some around here. Now, you knew where they were, but you turned it off because you weren't interested in hearing what Brad had to say because you were thinking of something else. Now, this is the time for discussion, and you're an illustration and not a bad one. So the thing that we want to do, if we're with a group of people, we have our minds open to what the group of people are talking about. We are part of the conversation. And if somebody comes in and asks a question and we know the answer, we can certainly speak up and give the answer if someone else doesn't know it. If Ellen knows it, shut up. Ellen says it's on the top shelf out in the garage. Then don't say, yes, I knew it was on the top shelf in the garage. Well, shut up. Don't say anything. If Ellen says it, then let her say it. It's not a coincidence that you all know it because you're one with the universal mind and you should know all these things, you see. But you should be alert. And the minute Ellen doesn't have the answer because she's thinking it's a different clippers than what he's thinking, you're thinking the clippers he's thinking, you know, and you say, oh, that one that's on top shelf in there, you know. And then Sylvia comes out and she says, oh, you want the ones with the long beak on it? They're hanging on the wall, you know. No, no, I don't want the ones with the long beak. I just want the ones with the short clippers and stuff. And so, you see, Sylvia knows things. You know things. You know things. And you all know all things, but you got to get the question right. What kind of clippers do you want, Brad? You know? And Brad says, well, I want a real expensive pair that I don't have to press too hard, that clip automatically. And you say, well, that's Brian. You just take Brian with you and he'll clip automatically for you. As he's got muscles that he doesn't know what to do with. Now, okay. So, you see, we want to always be awake and alert. If we're not awake and alert, then we should go to our room and sleep. Or we should go do something else. If we don't want to be in the group, we should go somewhere else. If we're not going to participate, why do we sit around a meal table? Why do we sit around the board to eat? We sit around the food table, the board, to eat because we want to share. We want to talk to each other. We want to share with each other. And every one of us is equally as important in sharing around the table. Now, the story of the mother and father with 12 children living in minimal circumstances, the father did not say, you little kid, shut your mouth, you don't know nothing. And you big kid, you know everything. And you middle-sized kid, you only know middle-sized stuff. You see, now he says, okay, little kid, what's in your heart? And he gave him his 5 or 10 minutes. Then he went to the next one. Okay, you big kid, what's in your heart? And he gave him the 5 or 10 minutes, totally uninhibitedly, not coincidentally, but it was coincidentally. He gave each one the opportunity. Now, do you think that little kid feels 10 feet tall when his brother gets the same amount of time he does and gets the same listening respect from everybody in the family? You see, then, and then alone, you begin to realize that I find coincidence is when God remains anonymous. When this little boy says something and the older children think to themselves, hey, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. And God is anonymous in the child, you know, talking through. The child doesn't realize that he's letting the cat out of the bag about some big measures, you know. And then the older guys, they start using big terminology, you know. And then the little guy says, I don't understand that. And the father says, well, John, how would you explain it so that Peter can understand it? Peter's just 8 years old, and you're 18. Now, how would you explain it so Peter can understand that? Well, now, what does that do to John? That doesn't say, John, you stupid jerk, talking in such high-floating language, talk where the kids can understand. But he says, John, I respect that you have the ability, well, your eyes are closing, I respect that you have the ability to be aware of these things. That you have the ability to define and redefine on the level of your little brother. And that's very nice, you know. That's the father respecting the boy. And the same with the girls, you know. The older girl says, well, I've got this menstruation period going through me, and it's frightening me. And so, right at the table. And so that's beautiful. And so the mother says, well, sweetheart, I told you, this is preparation for you being to be a mother. You're a girl, and one day you can be a mother. And menstruation is very important for that. That's helping to bring about the eggs and fertilizing this in your body. And it's a beautiful system, and we'll talk more about it, but that's girl stuff. You know, we'll talk about it. But it's good for the boys to know, too, because then the boys don't have the wrong idea of what's going on with the girls. You heard or something, you know? And you see, this is beautiful. And when the father and mother take the time to let the coincidence of the question come up, because it's been in the mind of a lot of the other children too, who see this or who know about this, and they wonder, what is that? You know, what's going on here? That seems to be a bad thing. And it's far from bad. It's just the normal human body preparing itself for motherhood, you know? And so the girl is only 13 years old. 13? My goodness, you're going to have a baby at 13? No, no. You're preparing for it. This is preparing the muscles of your body so that your body can handle the various things as you grow older. And as you're a child, you go through growing pains. And you say, oh, why have growing pains? Why not have it all at once? Boop! And you have it all at once, and you have the growing pains all at once, and boop, and you're done. But the point is, when you understand it, it makes it so much nicer. And you see, God, the anonymous God, is speaking through these coincidences. He's speaking through this knowledge that's coming to the children, that's coming to everyone. And you know everything. You know everything. All knowledge is yours. And you have not been very kind. You have said to God, God, you dumb, you don't know this, because you're God. You can't say, God, you don't know this, or God, I don't know this. Or you can't say, I don't know this, because you're saying, God, you don't know this, when you say, I don't know this, because you're God. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Open your eyes, Ingeborg. Now, you see, this is very important. It's very important that we are aware that there is no coincidence in the anonymity of God. God has been put on the anonymous list for so long from people who were afraid to take responsibility for being God. You are God. Don't you ever tell me you don't know something. You may say, I'm figuring this out, or I'm opening up that area of God within me that's revealing this here, and I have kept that door, priming the well. I have kept that door closed for some reason, and I'm going to open it now. Whoosh, oh my goodness, look at all this knowledge and all this wisdom and all genius, you know? Uh-huh. Isn't that fantastic? But you see, this is what happens when you stop making God anonymous and start taking credit for the fact that God is all in the entire universe. God is everybody, everything, everywhere, every witch. And you are one of those every witches everywhere. And so is everybody else. And so you start claiming and taking credit. Okay, God, you and I, we're one. Let's go. We're ready for the race. God, you take care of the muscles, I'll take care of the mind. Okay, let's run. And so God says, hey, this is the easy part. I got the easy part. You got to figure out where you're going. But you see, we work together too. And it's God figuring out where you're going too. So that's what it means when it says, I find coincidence when God remains anonymous. How about you? Do you find coincidence when God remains anonymous? I do. I think it's wonderful. Every place, every time. So, have a lovely day, and I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.